Both of you bitches draw cards. You get six each. Happy
Oh
St.
shit.
Valentine's Day.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
No, Valentine's Day is another opportunity to get drunk and
Oh
have
my
a slow,
goodness.
sad wank.
I can't believe I got no, please no.
You got what?
I got another. This is my fifth Spark of Divinity card I've had. That's really
Nice.
good. Please don't join the Reds, Chris.
Holy shit, Logan. I've known you 28 years.
That's fucking alarming. Draw six cards, 28, you're bitch.
Fucking A.
You're my bottom bitch.
Keep these bitches in line.
Chris is one of my more gangster friends and shit like that there, Alex, I'm guessing you haven't hung out with a lot of fucking gangbangers and shit, but
I mean, not that I'm aware of.
Chris has, but I've hung out with more foreign gangbangers
This is true.
than he
Well,
has.
it depends on if you're talking about Mexican nationals or not, whether which are illegal in the States, you know, or not. So, I mean,
Actually,
it all
you have a
depends.
point. You have a point. Okay. Did you get any reds, Chris? Or is he okay with his spark of divinity?
He's good.
There. All right.
Right. Doc Fulton, you're having a dream. Welcome to the PGA tournament here, and we are sponsored by Valvoline Oil. Valvoline Oil, keep the car going good. All right. Next up, we have Doc Fulton. He is currently in the lead for the PGA tournament. Shows Doc Fulton wearing the golfing clothes and stuff. It looks like that last drive has put him on the green, but just barely. It looks like a long putt. Well, that and Chet with the wind and such. That's right. And it looks like he's preparing to make the. Oh my God, it has gone in. Oh, it looks like he has gotten a birdie on this hole. Well, that's really something you don't see every day. So it looks like Doc Fulton has won the PGA tournament. Doc Fulton, winner of the PGA tournament and destroyer of worlds.
Yes.
You wake up with a smile and a semi.
Was the golf ball actually a world?
It could have been. Right. So it would be less awkward having the semi, but you're sitting in a chair. It looks like you just dozed off for a second across from Freddie, who is looking at you dubiously. You guys are sitting in the White Dove. The butler is standing by. He comes over and places a hat on Doc Fulton's lap.
Ah, thank you.
Perfectly natural, nothing to be ashamed of.
Can we get some popcorn? I have a movie to watch.
Very good, sir. He goes off to make popcorn.
If you're talking about the movie I think you're talking about, we might want to move that into the library, because it's an actual projector. Not gonna work here very well.
That's fine. We can do that. I still want my popcorn. I'm
There's
not a
popcorn
savage, you
inside.
know?
There's a popcorn. There's a proper popcorn machine in the library.
I don't know how to use it. I don't want to burn it down.
What are you insinuating? No.
Insinuating? No, I'm straight up saying I don't want to burn that shit down like other people have in the past. I don't know
I
who did it,
don't
but someone did.
know. Okay,
Anyway.
do you know how to use a projector? Because you need to like, reload the reel and all that.
I'm sure that I might know how to use some kind of electronic equipment.
I mean, it's more mechanical, but okay. Just don't break it.
I'm sure that even if I break it, I'll be able to fix it, so.
Sure. Alright.
Look, I'm the doctor of machines and people, so you better watch yourself. You're getting a little lippy today. I haven't worn a brain on my head for a long time. Yours is looking good.
How do you know what mine looks like?
What? You know about more computer stuff than I do, so if I put your brain on my head, I might get that knowledge. You never know. Osmosis
that's
is a thing.
How...
But it it's but not... it has in the past.
What if it has in the
past? Davy.
I don't even want to know.
Davy Crockett.
Alright, I'm going to go start setting up the projector to move it into the library.
Excellent.
No problem.
Well, I'm not going to set it up, just going to start moving it into the
library. You lug it back over to the painting. Have you ever managed to get into the painting on your own before?
Nope.
Give me an Essence times 2 roll, you non-magic-y person.
As I do this, I'm like... Here we go again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You are now able, if you ever need to go in or out of the painting, it's...
Yeah. I still rolled the one, but I rolled the wrong... I still rolled one. That's fine.
Yeah. If you ever need to get in or out of the painting from now on, it's Essence times 5. Be sure to take a check in your Essence.
Okay.
You lug that shit back in. Give me a simple strength roll plus 10%. It's not that hard, but, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You
this
know.
This is why I drop it and break it. And...
You know. Doc Fulton needs a fucking challenge when he wakes up from his fucking semi-erotic dreams and shit. Yeah, you lug it on in there. Yeah. Tuck Fulton's in the other room having a wank. He's standing by the popcorn. He's like, I'll butter that popcorn. So anyway. No problem. You guys eventually meet up in the film room in the library. It's one of the very few that seems to have electricity in this section of the library.
Okay.
The other researchers, as Doc Fulton go by, go, hold on a second.
Yes?
We have stuff for you. We have been doing things, and we have stuff.
I like stuff. I sit down excitedly.
No problem. You're in the other room. You've got the popcorn machine nearby, and you thought you heard something from the popcorn machine, like it may be getting ready to turn itself on or some kind of type thing. What do you want to do?
I look at it.
No, not you. You're back in the library thing. It's just Mr. Burned Down the House. It's in there with the popcorn machine.
No. Burning down the house. Do.
Sorry. I guess I'll go over on the brace and say, alright, there's a weird noise coming from the popcorn machine. I'm letting you know in advance. What do you want me to do about it? Because it might burn down the library if I don't do anything. I don't know. That's on the bracelet, by the way. To you.
On your Facebook, ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, meanwhile, Doc Fulton, the guys are saying, we have found a magical book for you. It's never been opened before. And once it is, it's bound to the person who opens it. So we wanted to let you know about it. This is a very exciting find. And as soon as Logan can get off his dead ass and find it, then by God, you'll be excited too. Oh, there it is. Right. This book is by the author Pengrabble. Meanwhile, Freddie, what are you doing?
I'm Is there anything like a blanket-esque
Yes,
material?
It's a very old dry one, but yes, there's one.
Yeah, I'm gonna start like typing furiously.
No problem. Go ahead and give me a luck at -30.
Okay. Why is this always happening?
All right. Yeah, you seem to be getting it under control and such. Let's see. Fulton, give me a listen roll of -30. Now, this is called, says librarian, a book of useful stuff. You're able to, like, we've seen one of these before. It only works in magical places and stuff, because I've been told you go to non-magical places, and we've been to Burlington and such as well. Fulton hears a distant explosion. It sounds like it's in the direction that Freddy came from. And he also hears some yelling and stuff. Now, this it's a picture book to anybody else except for whoever opens it, says the librarian. All you have to do is when you open it, you go to the page you want, you touch the picture of it, and then you can pull it out. Okay? It doesn't actually come out. It just kind of appears like under your hand or in your hand, depending on the size of it and such. Give me a smell roll, Doc Fulton. Now, the book itself, you'll see this paper seal here. It's wafer thin. Once it is broken, whether to open the book or just broken, whoever is in possession or possibly closest to, we're not sure of that, or maybe nobody if nobody's touching it, of this book, how's that listen roll? How's the smell roll? Sorry, you already made
smell
the
roll.
Smell, please. Yeah, everything's fine except for the distant explosion and yelling. Now, whoever rips this wafer thin seal becomes the possessor of the book. Now, if it tears when nobody's touching it, then we don't know what happens. Maybe it's nobody's, maybe it's useless book, so be very careful with it. You can either just tear with your finger or by opening the book, you'll tear it, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is not a particularly useful item for the town, but for adventurers like yourself, we figured maybe this would help you out. And so we kept it for the first one of you guys that we saw in here. And, you know, partially for our appreciation for being able to find other books that are useful to the town, which we have several and such.
Excellent.
So if you're going to the town, we do have a few books that we would like to, they try their smell roll, send with you. You know, on agriculture, and we've even, do you smell smoke?
I stand up. I look around. Is there smoke anywhere?
No, but you suspect, you know, if there's a problem, where it comes from.
I go. Things burning down, I'm sure.
Take the book, sir. Take the book.
I grab the book.
Don't break the seal. It's you. Whoever. Good luck. God, we're going to start. We need more firefighting equipment, actually. We have nothing, do we? And we're in a fucking world of paper in there. Mage is like, I know, right? So you run over there and you see Freddy valiantly battling the flames with what appears to be an old dry blanket. They've consumed part of the room. It looks like the popcorn machine is literally like a machine gun. And the projectors and blaze, although he is currently battling the fire, Freddy, you have an opportunity to learn a new skill at learn. Give me your firefighting roll.
Yay.
Freddy is fucking thrilled.
This is where I fumble it, isn't it? Probably.
I don't know. It could go either way with you. Sometimes you make them. Don't forget those cards.
I had none.
Yeah, but you didn't ask the doc.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't have helped anyway.
Yeah. So, Freddy looks at you wild-eyed. There's black
and stuff
on him.
He's being struck
by exploding popcorn. Doc goes, beep, beep.
I turn it off.
Oh, the projector isn't even going.
No, the popcorn machine.
All right, you head over and unplug it, which is super dangerous, but you're struck by kernels of popcorn flying into your hair. They're in your hair. You're clutching this new magic book in one hand, unplugging the machine. The book itself is not small. Think of an old-fashioned encyclopedia.
Okay.
Right, he manages to unplug it and such. Freddy and you, and Fulton, eventually manage to battle back the flames and such. The room itself is not looking happy.
I didn't do it. I did not. It was on when I got here.
You are not allowed around anything that makes any kind of food with heat.
I didn't even.
You would put a foil wrapped potato into a microwave, wouldn't you?
Well, I do have potatoes.
I've killed for less, sir. Just letting you know. Much less.
What, you like potatoes too? Okay.
The third mage is coming by the room. He looks in. Looks like he's going to say something. Goes, yeah. Just wanders up.
The movie's still there if you want to watch it.
You look over to the reel and you see, can like, it looks like slime coming down from the reel that the movie was on.
Partially watch it.
What's the slime? Is that...
Oh, that's melted cellulose. It appears that the movie is put on the old-fashioned, super flammable kind.
So you're just trying to thwart all my plans?
I just walked into the room, put the projector down, and then the popcorn machine exploded.
Like, you do value your life, right?
Yes, very much. I tried to contact you on your bracelet, but you didn't say anything.
Cut to the mages. One looks at the air and goes, popcorn? The other one's like, don't ask. Don't fucking mention it. The air guy's sucking up all the blame. He's like, right. And they go back to their research.
I'm going to find a Logris sword and jam it into your heart if you burn anything the fuck else down.
I sure hope you don't find one.
Oh, I'll look for one. I'll go ask Zog for one, damn it. He owes me a favor. Fucking fuck.
Okay. Sorry. Question mark.
I pull out my putter. You see what I have to put up with? You see this?
You notice your putter has undergone some changes. It appears to have a Batman logo on the back of it, not the ball hitting part. And it looks like it's black, and then it has like the Batman trademark wings and shit along it.
Did you know, Logan, that this also sucks in darkness?
That dark.
You know, it already did that too, because that was the magic property that Zog put on it.
Got it. Well, it appears that Batman was the darkness, and that's
the damage flavor on this is darkness.
Ah, got it. But Batman, he said, "I am the night, I am the dark," and apparently he was right. He got.
And I even have a note that says it eats light slightly.
Yes, yes, it's ultra dark, just like what's his name's car.
That's right.
Got it.
You see what I put up with? You see this?
A golf putter.
He's talking to his golf bat putter that slightly sucks in light.
Well, luckily Joshua appears to have written the synopsis of the movie, so you can just go on the boards and have a look. It's not quite the same, I know, but it's something.
You guys are kind of choking in the thick smoke in the air and such.
I'm going to go away over there while you talk to your putter.
So is a bat putter a batter? If somebody says batter up, is that it? Yeah.
I still talk to my. You see this? You see this is awful. I mean, you know, I got this guy burning everything down. At least, you know, I didn't have to take Porter out into the damn swamp and put two in the back of his head either. It became useful. Fucking voodoo.
I just
kind of sit there and look around. I'm too sane, which is making me insane, I think.
You stand amidst the ruins of the room. It's amazing what just a guy with a movie, old-fashioned movie projector and a popcorn machine can do.
I think we're just going to wheel him into wherever Zog is and just be like, make me some eggs or something, and then watch the place explode.
Wow. That's one way to fucking take out the bad guys I had never thought of, but it is possible.
Ah, we're going to feed you. Dun, dun, dun. Try to confuse him at first, but like, you're making me food? Convince him that it's okay, and then he burns the place down, and then he'll feel our pain.
Yeah, yeah. Freddy, with what Freddy's going on to, he could have burned down the other guy's volcano lair. It's not good. For burning down a volcano lair, that takes talent.
Do you have some kind of fire curse on you? Is that what's going on here? I burn a charge and I look at him.
Sure. Go ahead and give me an analyze magic as you look at him.
I pose dramatically.
Well done.
By quarter.
He might. You're not really certain. But then fortunately, while you're going through this existential angst, you notice that the book is just marvelous. You're like, he has something that's distracting. It's a book about like this big by about this thick. It looks like it has nice thick pages and stuff. Not super sturdy looking. Underline, warning. However, you do find out, give me an analyze magic on their book, Das Buch.
Nothing.
You have no idea how it works, but it seems to be complicated, interesting magic and shit. There's only, of course, one way to find out.
Open the book.
Right, standing in the midst of the lung-searing, smoke-filled room, you open the book. It appears to have a lot of pictures in the book. I'm going to read them off, but I'm also going to copy and paste them because I'm a wonderful human being. Also, I will tell you for free that this is like magic to get shit out. So if you're in a zone that's messing with your magic, then it's the same willpower roll to cast a spell as to pull something out. Okay?
Okay.
And here are all the pictures that are in the book.
Holy shit!
Yes. I will read them off for people now. Clean adventurer's clothing with boots times 10, a hot bath, hot, with tub and soap times 10, lockpicks times 3, a campfire all set up, ready to be lit, hopefully not by Freddy times 3, flint and tinder times 5, a mirror times 1, a brush, clothing, hair, whatever, times 1, spectacles, non-magic for reading shit when you're old, times 1, forgot to put the times 1 there, times 1, 20 meter section of rope times 10, hand mirror times 2, a fake mustache that looks very fake times 1, a torch, the old-fashioned kind, not the British kind, times 10, a suit of chainmail, one size fits nobody, as all chainmail does, Chris knows by experience, times 3, broadsword, times 5, does not include scabbards, fancy-looking treasure chest with key in the lock, empty four loaves of bread is the size of shit it will hold, times 1, a cup and ball game for when you're bored, a dildo, big, black, and floppy for when you're very bored. A shovel, a spade for gardening, a tombstone engraved with here lies what's his name, we hardly knew you, times 1. A sheath of blank papers, quill, and a small bottle of ink, times 2. A dead Norwegian blue parrot in a cage nailed to its perch, times 1. A horn made from a dead animal blown one end to make a noise, times 1. Small handbell like you'd use summon a butler, times 1. A skin of water for drinking, times 20. A bag of gold marked with the word Leet Loot contains 21 ounce gold coins times one, a towel, so you always know where it is, big pink and fluffy times one, a bathrobe, black, that says pimp on the back in huge white letters times 10, a blue crowbar, old bluey, a large brown bag suitable for sack racing, or you could put shit into it, times two, a large wooden gazebo times one, and a very angry looking bear times one. It is now keyed to you, Chris, since you have opened the book. Only you can take shit out. Shit cannot be put in.
So shit only comes out, it doesn't go back in?
Correct. It's essential you have a fuck ton of one-shot items. The book takes up a significant amount of space in a backpack, but not nearly as much as all that shit would. So if you keep it on you, then keep it on your character sheet. If you put it somewhere else, then copy-paste all that shit into wherever. So if somebody else takes out your book to get like a crowbar out of it or whatever, then you know.
Okay.
So what you reading over there, Doc? Anything interesting or?
Yeah, I show him the book, and
to you, I guess I can a picture book with then each picture, like when it says times 10, that means there's 10 different pictures of the same thing. So, you know,
okay.
Interesting.
Getting shit out. Not fast, not fast. No, no. Don't do it in combat. Unless you've got the page already ready and you're like fucking laying in wait, but the PCs are rotten at ambush. Sorry, Freddy. Go ahead.
Nothing. Just a little. I don't know what you want to do about, you know, the generals. I know we're kind of on a time limit over here. What with them almost completing their master plan, whatever that might be.
If but only you can see the proof on the film, Doc Fulton.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I said, if only you could see the proof on the film.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen now, is it?
Anyway.
Thwarting you.
So, when I was lost in Cyberpunk, doing stupid things as I normally do, we found a boat. I don't know if you remember when the two of us were fighting big mouth monster Shoggoth.
Mm-hmm.
There was a dude who kind of sped across the ocean on the boat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we found that boat. And we kind of had to take it. And it's in Gotham now. It may or may not still be there. I don't know. Is it important? The boat? Is it one of ours or?
No, but I would like to go see it. Was there anything interesting on the boat?
There were a couple of those cartons of cigarettes, the ones with the apple flavors, and there were some provisions, food, water, some torches, the electrical kind, stuff like that. First aid kit. But,
don't forget the buckets.
Buckets. Used. Yeah, we kind of, I'm not really good at driving boats. So we kind of had to drive the boat into the land so as to not sink it. But if you want to go see it, it's in Gotham. I don't know what significance it has to anything, but I'm just letting you know.
My word, look at this book. That's very interesting. That's rough. Anybody else smell burnt popcorn?
Also, whoever put those traps in the sewers, they deserve a slap. All of them. That nearly killed us. Especially the claymores. You know, the sewers?
Yeah.
And there were traps everywhere. Claymores and tripwires and stuff like that. Really dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, there's smugglers in there.
Oh. Well, I found one of them. I think it's Joshua's desalt of watering machines down there as well. Don't know what it's doing over there, but found one of those. And, yeah, the sewer's not a nice place. Very easy to get lost, as I'm sure you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and in case you didn't read the boards, Clems and Cyberpunk, dead. Destroyed, not there anymore.
Dun dun dun!
But we did find his barber pole. That's in the embassy right now. I left it there. So, we could potentially fix the barbershop in Melwick's, should someone want to go do that. Just use that barber pole in Melwick's. But, yeah. Anyway, that's kind of... Oh, and we delivered the spices to the people in Candyville.
The spice must flow!
Okay.
But yeah.
So what happened to the... Like, you'd have no idea who took the alien signaling device thing.
Well, I mean, I haven't been there personally. We can go check it out. I just got word that it's not there.
Well, why don't we go there? See if it's there or not.
Yeah?
Since I can't watch the movie.
You know what? I'm going to buy a camera and I'll make you my own movie. How about that?
No, I like old movies. Film noir is my thing. I'm very sad.
What is wrong with
you? Disappointed in you.
Don't you like color and sound in your movies?
No. It must be dark. Fine. Let us go.
You guys head outside of the White Dove, and you immediately notice something odd. Normally the sky is, you know, variable and such, but mostly it's blue skies and stuff. But right now it appears to be overcast. You hear one person talking to another, or just one of the passing people, and they're like, "A storm's a-coming." Yes, says the air guy as they wander on.
And?
That's it. But it looks like it is setting up to be a severe...
No, I'm like, I asked one of the people, and? As if I don't know what...
Hey, look at you. Is. Hello. May I help you?
Yeah, what's the big deal about a storm?
It's foreshadowing. I continue on.
My phone begins wandering.
You read into these things way too much.
Do I know you? I'm confused.
No, sorry. Have a nice day. Don't step in that shit over there.
Oh. No problem. Doc Fulton hurries over to the Clems and whatnot. Clem's like, "Howdy, what can I do you for?"
Hot towel. Shave.
Where are you going back to? He bursts in.
Alien takeover. As I walk in.
You too?
Yeah.
You guys sit down, get the hot towels applied. When they're taken off, you're an alien takeover. And you notice that the sky is the same sort of overcast gray here.
Coincidence. Exactly.
Yes, complete coincidence.
See, this is where all the same levels are the same place, because this is a reflection of one place. Shit's going to happen soon.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
What, it's going to rain everywhere? Or...
No, you do understand that these are different shadows of the same place, right? And they're contained somehow. That's why the firewall is there. That's why there's only one way in and out. Are people not paying attention?
No.
Continue on.
What? Wait, hold on. I woke up then. What does it mean, the firewall? What firewall?
The only way to walk to Amber from here is through the firewall, which means that there is some kind of blocking going on to this... like the shadow, because I think these like this might even be all one shadow that's just layered on top of each other. So let's continue.
I'm just like, what? Shadow layers? Anyway.
Cyber, San Angeles, post-apocalyptic, alien takeover, I'm sorry. Where this is all the same place, but just in a different quote-unquote reality of time, which is actually just different dimensions of it, which is a shadow. So there's one real one, and there's a bunch of different ones that have reflected off of it. So there's a lot of chaos going on right now, and that's why there's probably not a lot of people that are involved with pattern around. That's why the weather pattern was probably taken out, because it was going to fuck with everything and keeping everything kind of contained within. Besides the fact that was a way to get to Amber, and they didn't like that.
There's a guy cooking at a hibachi and stuff like that, and he's like, meat on the stick, meat on the stick.
I've had enough rat for today. Thank you very much.
Yeah. He continues cooking. Give me a dex maneuver dodge there, Alex. I'm just curious. I'm looking for a fumble here. Fumble would make me very fucking happy. Just a fumble. That's all I'm asking for.
Okay.
Anything but a fumble. God damn close. No problem. He nearly bumped into the guy who almost bumped into a hibachi, spilling hot coals across the ground and stuff. And it shows like somebody dealing in like old dried leaves and shit nearby. It was all set up, you're thinking. You're beginning to become suspicious, Alex.
The food is out to get me.
Yes. The food is out to get you. The food is out to get you. You guys head over to the Spice Cartel. There's some guy in ridiculous bright yellow armor standing out front. He salutes when you come up. He stands aside and let you guys in. You notice that there's less guards than there were here.
Okay.
I'm like, just...
The guards that are here are, like, trying not to be noticed.
I approach one of them.
Bash, he says.
Where is everyone? I'm pretty sure I took the day off today.
It was Grimthorpe and his men. They are the ones who, after they stole your device, and they headed off to one of those other bunker things. But we're staying loyal. We're true.
I'm sorry, wait, say that again?
Grimthorpe and his men.
He took what now?
That weird device backpack thing.
And you just let him leave?
Well, he had more men than we did. So we figured it was his severance pay. And he said that you told him he could take it.
Hold out your hand.
He holds out his hand. He hangs his head.
So, like, really steely-faced, I asked the guy, which bunker did they go to?
Give me an intimidation roll. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
I'm not very intimidated.
Yeah, you say.
All right, hold on. Intimidation.
You must have forgotten to take off the kitten makeup before doing this. Yes, you did. So anyway, he says, we believe it's the one, and he gives you rough directions to it. It's maybe 50 or 60 miles away or some shit. The next closest bunker. Probably the only other one on this continent.
Can I tell if he's trying to just get me to leave and give me wrong coordinates, or if he's being genuine about this?
Give me an empathy roll. M for you, M for me, it's empathy. You think that he's trying to pick you up for a date?
All right, now look, just tell me where they went.
Right, he gives you the same information.
Look, I'm not interested, just tell me where they took my device. And no one's going to get hurt.
He looks over at Fulton and he goes,
I put my arm around him. So just Tell me.
Give me
a sure you don't know where it is? I pull out my Buck Rogers gun.
He just told you guys where it was. He just told you.
I go, are you lying to me?
Give me an intimidation roll followed by an empathy roll.
I'm going to step back as you pull out the gun because it's a gun.
Go, intimidation. He seems really nervous for some reason. No, I wouldn't lie to you, sir. It's the same. It's 50 miles that way. It gives you rough directions. I've never been there myself, but that's where I understand it to be.
Okay. You know how we went, how we got there, or how he's going?
He left quite some time ago. He should already be there by now. It was maybe a week ago. He hasn't come back.
On foot?
I think so. I didn't go with him. I'm loyal. Loyal! More sweat. Here okay. Are standing at attention because they're confused. As close to attention as they get around here.
I'm going to put my hands together like in a thoughtful manner and I'm going to ask him, now why would he go to a bunker with my computer? Sorry, Doc. With our computer. When he knows full well, if he gets too near, they're going to shoot him. Unless, of course, you're telling me that he is a secret hacker genius, in which case, I don't believe you.
I'll tell you whatever you want me to tell you, he says, sweating profusely.
I put the gun away. It's okay. It's okay.
Thank you, sir.
I pull out a handkerchief and I you know, dab at his brow.
he looks like very uncertain right now. Let's see. Freddy is thinking that he wishes Freddy was doing that to him instead of Colton because he fumbled his empathy roll. Yeah.
Is there a fast way to get there that you know of?
He says.
It's okay, it's okay. Shh.
He looks like he's ready to cry. I try so hard to be loyal.
At least you're still here.
Creepily dabbing at his head while he's standing there.
Does anyone around here have a car or a land yacht or some shit like that?
They look baffled. No, sir.
Oh. What do they use to get around in the wasteland?
They walk.
They walk.
Yeah. Fulton, give me a amazing luck roll. I'm looking for a crit here. If you can give me a crit luck roll, then one of them just happens to know something really wild.
Just negative 30.
He's like, I've heard that somewhere is one of those big floating head things, but I don't know where. Dun 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 dun.
Floating what? Floating head?
A giant floating head with a big open mouth and stuff. They used to use them to collect the children, sir.
We're not going there. Doc, we're not going. Don't even think about it, Doc. Don't even think about it.
Could you imagine if we flew that and over to Dino Land? That would be great. We could attack from the air. We could play Flight of the Valkyries as we did so.
Have you ever flown a giant head? I'm going to wager no.
No, but I have flown a shuttle before. I mean, it's about, you know, it's okay. I think I could do it.
Well, too bad he doesn't know where it is.
At least I don't burn everything down.
He's got you there. Let's see. Both Freddy and Doc, can one of you give me a critical luck roll for some other random shit going on?
I'll give it a whirl. Or he will.
Well, I thought you meant both of us.
Freddy thinks about kicking over a table with a lit candle on it.
Wait. So.
Cool.
All right, Doc. Well, do you want to go look for it then? It'll Yeah, about 2 days walk, probably.
2 days walk? It'd probably be longer than that.
Oh, sir, you must be careful out there. It's bandit-infested country.
How many men did he go with to avoid the bandits as well?
Eight. Fulton continues dabbing at the guy's head because he hasn't said to stop yet. The guy's just standing there looking like he's ready to shit himself.
I stuffed the handkerchief into his pocket.
He says.
It's okay.
That's how you fucking intimidate somebody. You're nice to them and you dabbing their head with a handkerchief. Because that's creepy as fuck. Masterclass in intimidation from Dr. James Fulton.
We don't have much left to protect other than the workshop, which, yes, is very useful.
Yeah, we're working on recruiting more people. We barely have enough right now to keep the workshop. Indeed, it is a workshop. And you can, if you were to bring shit here, like more lightsabers or whatever, you would not be at negatives. The workshop is actually useful. I mean, or you could take all your guys off the workshop. It will be looted. You're certain of that. There are scavengers everywhere. But you could take them with you instead to go fight the hordes of ravening bandits that no doubt lie between you and your goal. Hordes
of bandits. And I'm pretty sure we can't just make another computer. So that's not going to happen.
Well, we could, but I feel that that is not as important as other things that are going on.
Plus, it takes time and resources.
The nearest bunker to us is only a few hours away, right? Like two or 3 hours?
Yeah.
What if we just go into that bunker, connect to the bunker that they're at, and shoot them all? Assuming they're even there. I don't know. But we have administrative access to every single bunker. They don't.
True. But then what happens if they were carrying your signal, your device, and then it got destroyed as well? Ooh.
We can threaten them.
And be like, all the guards look at him like, you're not great at threatening. But then they notice Fulton go.
At the very least, we might be able to figure out what they're up to. I don't know.
They're up to using, they want to do the same thing you did. And they want to go get treasures so they can have a cool place and like be the next cartel.
Why are these people so, don't they realize how hard that is?
Apparently they didn't. In fact, you do remember that one of the guards that had escorted you out seems to be missing. He might be the guy whose name you've already forgotten. Actually, all the guards that were with you escorting you out and saw this happen, they're among the missing. Weird.
I mean, when things are this bad and they think that this will bolster their life, especially if they know tales of what life was like before the whole alien thing, I'm sure they're just looking to improve their, like, we haven't been around for a bit, so they're just like, who are we exactly guarding this shit from? Fuck them. Like, they don't owe us anything that they think of, and we just kind of waltz around like we own the place.
The guard shuffled their feet. Look at the ground.
If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't even have. It's so ungrateful, I swear. There's no loyalty in this place.
It's okay, Farquaad. It'll be okay. Come with me.
Chris, could you turn down your volume just a bit more somehow?
Is that any better? Like up here? Or?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Let's go for that. Cool. I'm trying to balance you with Alex, so.
Well, we're up to then.
I don't mind going out to the close by ones, because that's fuck your couch, no trading, everyone immediately discard two cards.
Dun down.
Okay.
Hey. no.
God damn, that's not gonna work. Never mind. Yeah, let's go to the our newest bunker and see if we can find something.
Do you want to take any guards with you or risk
No.
going on your own?
We'll go on our own.
All right. Doc, give me just an intimidation roll to not have anybody decide I want a piece of this shit.
Right.
Freddie, give me a luck roll to see if somebody wants a piece of this shit, meaning you guys who are dressed better than most of the people out on the outskirts. They haven't quite caught up to you guys yet, and a few that were thinking about it and following you decided, let's not go over next to that bunker. When you guys go to the bunker, something unusual happens. The weapons all pop out and stuff, and then they kind of shake a bit and authorized user, and then they go back in, and then they pop out and they shake a bit, and you're not sure what's up. Freddie, give me a computer use at half to have me just tell you. Otherwise, you'll have to make whatever crazy assumptions you want. The doors are doing the kind of opening, closing thing.
Slowly getting rid of your back door.
It was supposed to be impenetrable. I found it.
Cool. So, what do you guys want to do? They haven't shot at you yet.
Let's hurry up and
Right?
get in there. I'm going to be going in and actively zigzagging as I do.
Give me a simple dodge roll to make it through the doors on one of their open cycles as opposed to whoops. He makes it, he just kind of like, and it's like, wow. Freddie, what are you doing?
He's gonna go on the bus and be like, "Do you want me to come with you?"
Or you could stand out here by yourself. It shows like the wasteland around. It shows some scavengers hiding behind a rock, going, I think there's just one. Yes. Give me the rock. The rock is our only weapon. No, give it to me. I'm better with the rock. What do you want to do, Freddy? You do notice that there are some people fixing to move in on you at some point, but they're a little scared, right? They were scared when there was two of you, but it's two of them and now one of you. They have you outnumbered by at least six, they're thinking. They're not good at math.
I'm gonna follow him in. Fuck it.
Give me a dodge roll at full to not get crushed to death in the doors of, oh,
Yay.
you're fine. Barely. Barely. It caught his shirt and then he's like, and then it opened again and he goes, ah, my shirt. So yeah, you guys are both inside. It is as you left it.
Yeah, I'm sure the AI is slowly whittling away at your impenetrable back door.
Let me have a look. Hold on. I'll go have a sit down and
Give
see
me a
what's going on.
computer use and a hacking roll. Lower is better.
Can
At
I
least,
assist?
yes, if he wishes your assistance.
I do.
He does.
I don't help. Get the power pellet. Eat the ghosts. And I also fail my hacking.
He screams at you about ghosts and power pellets and shit.
Correct.
It is, and it's weird because it shouldn't be able to, but something is very slowly working its way. It's like it created its own worm to deal with your shit. And yeah, since the AI comes from who knows where, you're thinking it's a matter of time, but with your critical hacking, you've reinforced it at least for a while. So you should be able to get out without getting shot, maybe even come back for another visit. You're not sure if there's anything in here that you're still wanting. There's more of those big black jacks looking things.
And there's no way for me to like put antivirus or
You don't know
something.
what the fuck is up with this system. It should
Yeah.
have been fine, but it seems that despite what you thought, something is up. So You are now suspicious of this system. It's almost like it's cheating somehow.
It's the ghost in the machine.
He attempts to freak you out, possibly successfully.
I'm going to relay that info to him. All right, let me have a look and see if...
He tells you you're trying to freak me out, maybe successfully. He looks at you.
Let's see where our...
Maybe successfully?
Okay. Let's see where our insubordinates are. I want to see if there's been any, like, access to the rest of the bunker.
Go ahead and give me a research roll, since you're already in the computer system and doing great on all that shit. A simple research roll at full should give you the status.
Doc, will that help you?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Wow. He's giving you the good help. You got a plus. Yeah. That bunker is offline.
Oh, so they have figured it out and
maybe
successfully used it, possibly.
I look around in this bunker. Are there cameras inside?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course, you have to know the authorized users are the ones working on the computer. There's possibly also hidden guns and shit like that so that you can deal with unauthorized users, as well as several slits for cleaning bots to come out after you've dealt with unauthorized users.
Can I... What? Okay. Is it offline because there's no power, or is it offline because it's been turned off?
You're not sure from here. It's just showing us offline. You could, if you could make a research roll at half, go into, like, try to get a downlink from the satellite that's looking at the area.
Sure.
Tricky, but possible. You're good at research. Sure, go for it.
I look at Doc again. I'm like,
what are we looking for?
Satellites. You've seen the satellites before, right? Or know about them. Can you try and see if you can establish a link or something?
Sure.
I'm not that familiar.
And as I'm establishing this link, I want to see if any of these satellites are old satellites.
No help. Okay.
Fine. Mm. Did you make it at half?
No, I just made it.
You can't really get a link with the satellites. You'd have to go there and look at it.
Okay.
Hmm.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. Let me try and see what happens if I try and access the cameras in the other bunker. Do they show up, or is it?
No, it's showing us offline.
Okay, so no. Okay. Can I turn it on from here?
You attempt to, but nothing happens. It just tells you it's offline.
Okay. Might not be any power then. That's my guess anyway. Any records of people entering or leaving the bunker?
The offline one?
Yes.
Ah, that's a really good thought there. Give me a research roll at full.
Quarter.
Wow, there was an attempt by unauthorized users. And then, it was starting to report more, and then the report was broken off suddenly, and then it shows us offline.
Why don't you reboot the system?
Hmm.
What? Turn it on and off? Okay.
Yeah.
Chris knows Logan's computer limits and attempts to play up to those. No problem. You're trying to turn it off and then back on again, the other bunker, not this one, which could be bad. And it's still showing as offline for some fucking reason.